Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. South Korea's transport ministry said Saturday that the flight data and cockpit voice recorders on the Jeju Air jet that crashed December 29th stopped recording about 4 minutes before the airliner hit a concrete structure at South Korea's Muan Airport. Authorities investigating the disaster that killed 179 people plan to analyze what caused the black boxes to stop recording, the ministry said in a statement. Fierce winds that have supercharged wildfire sweeping parts of Los Angeles finally eased Friday night, bringing some relief to weary firefighters. But the largest blaze was reported to have shifted direction, triggering new evacuation orders. 6 simultaneous wildfires have devastated Los Angeles County neighborhoods since Tuesday, killed at least 11 people, and damaged or destroyed 10,000 structures. These tolls were expected to grow once it was safe enough for firefighters to conduct house-to-house searches. Nicole Perry, a stylist and Pacific Palisades, lost her home to the flames.
I feel broken. I feel lost. I feel devastated. I don't want to have to tell my boys that this is their home and it's gone. It's so tragic, and I know I'm not the only one, so I feel for everyone who's in this position. I really do.
7 neighboring states, the U.S. federal government, and Canada have rushed aid to California, bolstering aerial teams dropping water and fire retardant on the flaming hills and crews on the ground attacking fire lines. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Saturday the country's military had captured 2 North Korean soldiers in the Kursk region of Russia, adding that they had survived and were communicating with the security service of Ukraine. Quote, as with all prisoners of war, these 2 North Korean soldiers are receiving the necessary medical assistance, unquote, Zelensky said on the social media platform X. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration says it's expanding sanctions against Russia's critically important energy sector over its war in Ukraine. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The Biden administration bills the sanctions announced Friday as the most significant to date against Moscow's oil and liquefied natural gas sectors, the driver of Russia's economy. British officials are announcing complementary sanctions against Russia's energy sector. Administration officials say it's up to the incoming administration what to do next. The sanctions punish entities that do business with the Russians and target 183 oil-carrying vessels suspected to be part of a shadow fleet utilized by the Kremlin to evade oil sanctions. The Kremlin dismissed the sanctions ahead of their anticipated announcement. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Russia launched 74 drones at Ukraine overnight, Kyiv's Air Force said in a statement early on Saturday, adding it had downed 47 of them, while 27 others disappeared from radars without reaching their targets. Intelligence officials in Syria's new de facto government say they have thwarted a plan by the Islamic State group to set off a bomb at a Shiite shrine in a Damascus suburb. State news agency Sana reported, citing an unnamed General Intelligence Service official, that members of the IS cell planning the attack were arrested. The announcement appears to be another attempt by the country's new leaders to reassure religious minorities, including those seen as having been supporters of the former government of Bashar al-Assad, that they aim to govern without prejudice. Key Congress of the far-right Alternative for Germany Party, or AfD, was delayed Saturday as thousands shouting, quote, no to Nazis, protested outside the venue in the eastern town of Riesa. Police tried to remove protesters from the street to secure AfD delegates' access to the Congress venue. Julia is a protester spokesperson. We are here today to prevent the AfD National Party conference here in Risa. For us, the AfD stands for exclusion, for discriminatory behavior, for hatred and agitation. We want to show very clearly that we are the majority, that we are in favor of open borders, for a society based on solidarity, for a society of the many. The party's 600-odd delegates are expected to approve its manifesto at the 2-day meeting ahead of a snap general election on February 23rd and to formally nominate its leader, Alice Weidel, to be chancellor. British Finance Minister Rachel Reeves began a visit to China on Saturday seeking to revive dialogue with the world's number two economy. She said agreements reached with China this weekend are worth $732 million over the next 5 years for the British economy.
It's important that we have an open and frank dialogue.
Reeves is the most senior British government official to visit China since then Prime Minister Theresa May held talks with President Xi Jinping 7 years ago. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.